This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Colorado immigrant rights leader is advocating in Washington, D.C. today on the 10th anniversary of DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. CPR's Rachel Estabrook has more.
Nearly 14,000 Coloradans currently have DACA status, which temporarily protects immigrants brought to the U.S. as children from deportation. Marissa Molina was the first DACA recipient appointed to a state board in Colorado as a trustee at Metropolitan State University of Denver. She worries DACA could end this year because of an active court case in Texas.
10 years later, we are still waiting for the United States Congress to make permanent legislation to protect Dreamers and DACA recipients.
Immigration authorities are also not currently processing new applications for the program, even for people who qualify because of the court case. Rachel Estabrook, CPR News.
Four Coloradans have been named to the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team as the squad looks to qualify for next year's World Cup. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The four selected for the 23-member team are midfielders Lindsay Horan and Taylor Korniak, along with forwards Mallory Pugh and Sophia Smith. A fifth Coloradan, Jalen Howell, was also picked for a pair of June exhibition games. After those warm-up matches, the squad heads to Mexico for a regional championship. The outcome will help determine who goes to next year's Women's World Cup, as well as the 2024 Olympics in Paris. The team plays June 25th at Dick's Sporting Goods Park in Commerce City. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Soccer's governing body will announce Thursday which U.S. cities will host 2026 World Cup games. Denver is one of 16 possible host cities. 10 will be chosen, along with 3 from Canada and 3 from Mexico. Hockey's Stanley Cup final begins tonight in Denver. The Colorado Avalanche host Tampa Bay in the first game of a championship series. Tampa Bay is the defending NHL champion. Colorado's last appearance in the final was 2001 when they beat New Jersey for the Stanley Cup. This is CPR News.